In Moscow today, President Bush and Russian President Putin signed a major arms treaty. The U.S. and Russia pledged to reduce by two-thirds the number of strategic nuclear warheads currently deployed. At the signing ceremony, President Bush said Russia is now a friend of the U.S., not an enemy. But it's also clear that the two countries still have differences, particularly on the issue of Russian aid to Iran and the threat of nuclear proliferation. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Moscow.
This is the first U.S.-Russian arms treaty in almost a decade, and at the signing in an ornate, gilded hall in the great Kremlin palace that was once used by the Tsars, President Bush called it a historic and hopeful day for Russia and America and the world.
President Putin and I have signed a treaty that will substantially reduce our nuclear, strategic nuclear warhead arsenals to the range of 1,700 to 2,200, the lowest level in decades. This treaty liquidates the Cold War legacy of nuclear hostility between our countries.
Those reductions can be achieved either by destroying the warheads or by simply dismantling them and putting them in storage. The Russians, not wanting to bear the cost of maintenance and security, unsuccessfully pushed for treaty language requiring that the weapons be destroyed. President Putin spoke through an interpreter.
Naturally. And our position is well known. We are guided by the fact that it's more worthwhile, perhaps, to eliminate certain parts of nuclear potentials.
The U.S. says it prefers storing them. At a joint news conference with Putin, President Bush was asked why.
If you have a nuclear arsenal, you want to make sure they work. And so one reason is that you keep weapons in storage apart from launchers is for quality control.
The president added that the weapons will be put in storage because who knows what will happen 10 years from now. Both men said they will now work together on fighting terrorism, strengthening economic ties, and on energy production. But one very troubling area for the U.S. involves help Russia is providing Iran on the construction of a nuclear power plant. The president told Putin in a meeting today that the U.S. thinks the plant could assist Iran's bid to get its hands on weapons of mass destruction.
We spoke very frankly and honestly about the need to make sure that a non-transparent government run by radical clerics doesn't get their hands on weapons of mass destruction. It could be harmful to us and harmful to Russia.
But Putin defended the project, saying the power plant does not contribute to the threat of nuclear proliferation.
Our cooperation is exclusively, as regards energy sector, focused on the problems of economic nature. I'd like to point out also that the U.S. has taken a commitment upon themselves to build a similar nuclear power plant in North Korea.
The U.S. did agree to help build two reactors for North Korea, but in exchange for a promise that the North Koreans would abandon their nuclear weapons program. The Russians did not extract a similar promise from Iran. A senior administration official traveling with the president said the U.S. has serious questions about why an oil-rich nation such as Iran would need a nuclear plant to supply power. Still, President Bush said today that he's received assurances on this from President Putin that he found comforting. Don Gagne, NPR News, Moscow.